1, 2, 3. Oh, wait, now I can see my lines too.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Okay, I don't, it's been this long in podcasting, I still don't know where to sit in direction with the mic, but what is up, you guys?
Welcome back to another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
Yup. I don't know which episode, but I'm Vi.
I'm Aria.
And we're back. Yeah, okay. So every time we go to upload, I'm like, okay, which episode is it? Because we have a certain format also in like writing like season 2, episode, So I keep forgetting. And I will literally forget when we're going to upload. And I haven't memorized. I've hit like almost copy and pasted the format. And then I'm like, what episode are we on?
I can never remember. I was really good at it during the beginning. And then now, like when season 2 started, I just completely fell off the handle. Because now I can't even count how many episodes we've recorded. Because that's not the accurate number anymore.
No. Okay. It's been many. I think we're on, this is like episode 7. Okay. Do we want to give them a warning real quick?
I may be doing a little bit of coughing during this episode. Hopefully we can edit it out. But just in case you hear a sudden like, woof, it's just me. Don't worry. There's no dog.
It is not COVID for all of you guys.
Oh yeah,
worry.
Certainly not COVID.
No.
She's vaccinated and she is also pretty healthy. She's just coughing.
It's just the product of weather changes.
Yes, weather changes.
As we like to call them. Okay, before we start getting into why we're so laughy saying weather changes, can we talk about the wine of the episode?
Yes, we can. So this week's wine of the episode is a Sauvignon Blanc. I think I'm going through a white wine phase. I really am. I'm reverting back to the white wines for a hot second.
Yes.
But this is a Chateau Sweet Michel Sauvignon Blanc 2020 from Columbia Valley. It's rated 3.6 out of 5 stars on Vivino.
Cool.
It is from the light to bold scale, it's right in the middle. From soft to acidic, it's very acidic. And then from dry to sweet, according to Vivino, it's like super dry. But when I tasted it, I thought it was pretty sweet. But that's probably because there were a lot of fruity undertones. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just really bad at like differentiating between fruity and dry. But I've never had a dry fruity wine before.
Yeah. I feel like that's not super common. I also like this wine. We've done this Vineyards Riesling before.
Oh.
This is also like – so there's Barefoot, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's like whatever's next. And then there's this Chateau de Saint-Michel. So they're like very much like a beginner wine. So that's why I'm thinking like maybe beginners it's dry for. And like whereas like you have a more refined palate. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, refined palate I have. You know, this is actually not the first wine I've tried from this one. I've also tried their Gewürztraminer. And that was the very first Gewürztraminer I've ever tried. And it was very good. Yeah. So yeah, I would certainly recommend this for wine beginners because they're sweet and they're nice. I've never like given this wine to a person who doesn't drink wine and them not liking it. So
that's a good sign. We like
y'all
that.
Should try it.
I know. A lot of our friends, I feel like, are not as big into like wine. Okay, honestly, with that said, we're not very into like wine like that. Like we enjoy wine, but we don't know that much.
Yeah. You know what I forgot? I forgot that my college buddies like actually like red wines. So then I got back into my like red wine moment for a little bit when I was in Seattle because like my high school buddies, they hate the red wines. Okay. I can barely get them to try like a Sauvignon Blanc. We're stuck in like the Riesling Moscato range over there, which is not bad, but it's like very much not what I like.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so this was like a change of pace.
Yeah, when someone I was like, "Do we want to get red or white?" and they're like, "Let's get a Merlot." I was like, "You're speaking to my soul. You're speaking to my soul."
I love these people. No, it's same because like Mr. Boyfriend is very much like not there yet. He's in the Riesling world as well. I feel like he's almost like we might also step into like Pinot Grigio territory sometime soon. Like,
Pinot Grigio, that we're getting to the drier wines.
Yes, we are. I feel like that's like the next after a Riesling, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's weird because like the first like white wines that I got into were Pinots, like Pinot Grigio, so which is strange. Like it doesn't make sense. No. But right after that, that's when I transitioned to red. I think that's the key. That's when you can jump ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like you need to like – sorry. Sorry. If we edited that out, it's another cough break.
Water break now.
Yeah, but no. I would agree. I think we – like you just need to spend a lot of time somewhere. And I feel like your high school buddies and my boyfriend have spent enough time in like those regions. It's time to move. It's time to move.
You know what? I only started liking red wines after Napa. So we just have to take them to a bunch of vineyards and only feed them red wine and then they'll like it. You just have to condition them.
Along with a bottle of Svedka. Just sprinkle on top.
What was it? Like raspberry, strawberry, blue raspberry, whatever the fuck the pink and blue bottle was. That shit. Mm. And then also you have to break a glass of champagne before you get there. That's tradition.
Chew a lot of gum.
Yes. And talk to some chickens. And then eat Taco Bell.
Perfect. Good plan.
Excellent.
Great way to get people into red wine. Oh my gosh. Spoken like true enthusiasts.
Very much so. So anyway, when Bubby and I were in New York together, we started watching the second season of Too Hot to Handle.
Bro.
And may I say I am addicted. I'm fucking addicted. I had downloaded the whole season for my
journey. We'll talk. I really want to do like a whole thing about that, but I really want people to also know because I didn't want to really know anything about your Seattle trip.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. If you guys have never been to Seattle, I 100% recommend you go. I think it was so beautiful down there. It was like, I think it's like if Pittsburgh and San Francisco had a baby, it's Seattle. And I also went during a time when the weather was absolutely perfect. It was like post heat wave and it was sunny every day, which I feel like is not the norm for Seattle.
No.
Very much not.
Rainy
but
gloom.
When it is, it was so beautiful. Like we stayed in downtown. I also had like a flight from hell getting to Seattle. So I could not have been like happier to land. The flight got delayed for 4 hours, I think. And while I was trapped on the plane, and they couldn't even let us like out because we were already on the runway and we had moved, but they couldn't like let the planes fly because there was like thunderstorm warnings in New York the whole day. And then they shut down a whole different runway. So then all the planes that were like departing and arriving had to share one runway. So they had to like alternate flights, and there were like 14 planes ahead of us. Shit took forever. But I finally got to Seattle and my friends picked me up and they bought some Thai food. And
wait,
I was like, this is great.
That's so nice.
Yeah. We got a zip car.
Okay.
And then they come picked me up and then we had some Thai food. And then we just passed out that night. We were all very
amazing.
Tired.
Yes.
And then the next day we woke up early and then we went to Mount Rainier. Mm-hmm. And then we did, I think they called it the Skyline Trail. It was like the most strenuous trail that they had available. I was worried that I wasn't going to make it to the top. And I did. I was very excited, very proud of myself. I almost died. I was also hiking in my Air Force Ones. I do not recommend doing that.
Right.
That was a dumb decision on my part, especially because there was a lot of snow on the mountain. It was like alternated between like dirt and then snow and then dirt and then snow.
That is so weird.
It was quite strange.
Well, I guess at that elevation it does make sense, but
it was also
hot
though.
How high did you get up there?
I don't even want maybe like 1500 feet, I think.
Okay. I don't know how much that
I don't
actually,
I don't even know what that like means. I have like no indication of that. I can post some videos on the Instagrams if you guys are interested.
Yes.
And you can see that. But so we did Mount Rainier that day and then we got some Italian food where I tried this wine, the wine of the episode.
Ooh.
And it was good. And then we passed out.
Very nice.
And then the next day was like a Seattle day. So then we did like brunch, explored like Pike Place Market. We did all like the main Seattle stuff. Went to some rooftop bars.
Did you go to the Starbucks?
I walked past the Starbucks.
Okay.
But when we looked at it, it looked really like, I don't want to offend any Seattle people, but it looked really dingy.
Oh.
Yeah. It like, because I had just seen like the Chicago Starbucks Reserve, which is like the new fancy one, right? And then I went to this one and I was like, I know this is like supposed to be like the first Starbucks or whatever, but it looked really like dingy. And there was also like a line of like 100 people outside. So I was
yeah.
But I did try out a bunch of coffee shops there because I know Seattle's like known for their coffee, mm-hmm. and it was fabulous. I enjoyed every single one of them.
I'm loving that.
My one friend who doesn't even like coffee started drinking coffee while we were there. And it was great. I don't know if she necessarily liked it, but she did drink it multiple days in a row. So she must have not hated it.
There you go. That's so nice, dude. I want to go so bad.
Yeah, you should go. I think you would really like it because the downtown really reminds me of San Francisco because they have like those ridiculously steep hills with like random like flat ground in the middle. You know how it's like this and then you have a little flat and you go like this.
Yeah.
It's like that. And then you can also see like the water while you're up on the hill. So it reminds me a lot of the bay.
I think you would like it. No, I want to go. I want to go like when it's nicer weather too, not like the freaking rainy that it is all the time. Yeah, but
I feel like now's the moment, TBH.
Yeah, but who's going to go now?
I know.
You already came back.
Exactly. I know. We plan a different time. Yes, but it's really cool because you can also see like all the mountains from the city too. Oh. And then they're all like snow capped, I think, all year round. So it looks very like picturesque.
Oh, that's very so cool. Fun.
And then the last day I was there, we went to Olympic National Park where we did an easier hike. Oh, and that's when I got consumed via bugs. They just ate me. I had like 7 billion mosquito bites everywhere.
No.
But it's okay. And they bit on my sunburn, which was even more excellent.
Bro, are you okay? That's a lot.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just like didn't anticipate getting sunburn. I put like sunscreen on my face just because I'm like worried about like wrinkles. Mm-hmm. But I didn't anticipate like getting anywhere burnt else. In Seattle. Like,
no,
that's not a place where people get burnt, especially as a POC. I feel like I should have been fine.
That's so funny.
None of my friends made it out without a sunburn.
Really?
Yes.
What?
That's crazy. We were crispy. Oh, burnt chicken nuggets.
That's so funny. Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry. Aloe vera, dude. Aloe vera it up.
Yeah. Oh, I aloe vera'd up as soon as I got home. It's fine because it's not flaking, which is good. I feel like I didn't get burnt severely. But when I like came back from the mountain, I went to take a shower. Mm-hmm. I took my sports bra off. Where the sports bra was covering was like my normal skin tone. Everything else was red. It wasn't even dark brown. It was just red.
Oh, no.
It's like tomato red.
That's so bad.
Dude, I didn't know brown skin can do that.
I have no idea. But I'm loving your face tan, though. That is very
nice. Oh, me too. It's all settling into a tan. Very nice. Excellent.
No, that's amazing. I feel like you've been long awaited your summer necessary change of skin tone.
I like wait for the summer so I can start looking like alive again. I was telling my parents that I think I look kind of like vampire-esque in the winter because it's just so pale and I've become like translucent. Like now my veins even like less visible.
Ooh.
Like I look like human, not
she
so
She said
like,
no vein.
No vein.
Dude, yeah, no, I love it. I feel like it's also because of the quarantine, right? You didn't like it's like long awaited. But dude, yeah. I feel like we also told the pod listeners that you have like massive changes in skin tone. So they must.
I really do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't Everyone take long for me to change skin tones. I was gone for like, this was how I looked after a day of being in the sun, like consistently.
That's so nice.
I know.
I feel like I'm missing my tan too. I feel like my skin doesn't change as much.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. I feel like it might have come back here because shit was hot in the middle. Like when you were here, it was very hot.
I also think like 90. A little bit of sun goes a long way because then you look like glowy. You know how like the sun just makes you look like sun-kissed and nice, even if you don't really change skin tones.
Yeah.
It just makes you look healthier.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Great transition to Too Hot to Handle. Can we talk about Emily's tan? Like, bro, that woman tans too much.
Like, I was worried because she looked like wrinkly and I'm pretty sure she's young.
No, I know. That's why my thing is like also like in those shots where it's just her or like you know when they go into the room and like they do the talking whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, it's like problematic. She would be on one of those TikToks that's like, is this a black girl or a white girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly like, it was strange because I was just like, what is happening? My brain couldn't like process it.
And I like her too. So that's the problem. Like, I don't think she's doing it out of like, what's it called? Like a wanting to be a different race thing.
Yeah.
I think she's just like doing it because she likes it. But like, geez, dude, like there's a limit.
Yeah, I feel like she kind of crossed the boundary just a little bit to the point where it's like, it probably is not even healthy for her because, like, I don't think it's all just spray tan. I mean, it could be. I don't obviously know her tanning routine, yeah. But from, like, the way that her face is, like, aging, I want to say it's not.
No.
Because she's young and she's pretty, but, like, it looks off a little bit.
It does.
Something's fishy.
I don't like it very much. No, I agree. And, like, that's what I was like, Also, then I realized that, like, maybe they just look different in those cameos because, like, our favorite?
Oh, Kayla?
Melinda.
Oh, Melinda. I love Melinda. I
love Melinda. Like, literally her in those shots looks so different than, like, her, like, everywhere else. I think her – yeah. So whenever she doesn't have makeup on, she looks a lot more pigmented, which is good. Like, I'm like – she has, like, a warm undertone, and then she'll put on her foundation and she'll look all, like, grayed out.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think that's the tea with, like, finding foundations for POCs, though. Like, you can never find the right undertone. It's very difficult.
No, I agree. No, yeah. But yeah. That's the only thing. I feel like everything's fine.
The lighting was very unflattering in those, like, you know when they do, like, the interviews? Like, yeah. Like, solo them? Nobody looked good in those.
Yeah.
Nobody looked good in those. The lighting was so bad. Why did they do them like that?
I don't know. I really don't. Like, that's what I was talking about. Like, one of the, like, this, I think it was the second to last episode or, like, second to second to last episode. That was where I noticed, like, Melinda's skin tone shift. And, like, in the interview, she looked good. And then in the normal, like, when they're sitting at Nike Solana, when her dude, her natural hair, stunning,
right?
Stunning.
So stunning. I loved it when she had, like, she had it in, like, a little ponytail. I think it was the second to last episode where she had it. Last episode. Wait, maybe you haven't seen it yet. Never mind.
I love how you shut yourself up so fast. No, I haven't got there yet. I'm at, like, the second to last episode. We're going to watch it tonight probably, or, like, The Bachelor tonight, something like that. But, no, I, like, loved it. When it was, like, the first appearance of her natural hair. It was, like, the beautiful situation. I was like, wow, stunning.
Melinda also just had the best style. I just feel like she every look she crushed it. She wasn't wearing outfits; she was serving looks, and she looked fabulous.
Amazing.
She even matched her, like, eyeshadow to her outfit one of the times, and I was like, bro, queen, killing
elite level of fashion, dude. No, yes, this woman, like, can dress. Like, she is, like, the only person that I know can pull off those freaking millennial hats.
Like, oh my god, yeah.
That's what I'm like, how are you wearing that unironically and looking so good? That is, like, right? My real question.
It's crazy. I think it's just, like, her confidence, her charisma, just, like, everything about her, just fabulous. I'm in love.
Dude, yeah. Absolutely. No, yeah. So that aside from that though, so much tea. I don't know if you guys have watched it. This freaking show will, like, shake you. Like, I was fucking so upset. I was so upset so many times. And I'm like,
this season in particular. Okay, so for those pod listeners who don't know what Too Hot to Handle is, it's a reality TV show where they take a bunch of, like, people who are just, like, I guess they're marketed as horny people. They put them on this villa in this island, right?
Marketed and then
they are. I mean, that's what they say. They're like, horny singles or whatever. Ew. Dude, it was so weird watching this on the plane. I, like, had to dim the brightness because there were, like, children. And I was, like, turning back.
Because everyone's just fully naked all the
time. I know. Because, like, there's so many times they're just, like, dry humping each other. And I'm like, people are going to think I'm, like, a weirdo on this plane.
Hopefully not, but okay. Yeah.
But anyway, so it's a reality show where they put all these people on an island. They don't tell them what show they're on. They think it's just, like, a dating show. Bless you.
I'm muted. Okay. People think, so everyone thinks that this is, like, some show called, like, Parties in Paradise. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, season one already happened. And so I bet, like, people, I mean, season one freaking blew up. So I don't think they wanted people to know what the show they were going on to, because then it would, like, ruin the premise of the show. But so yeah, and then there's, like, a bunch, I think it was, like, 10 people, right?
Something like that.
And then they're all, so there's a, like, a prize fund of 100K, and they're, every time they, like, do any sexual activity that, like, includes everything from, like, dry humping to, like, sex, they lose money from the prize fund. And, like, an example would be, like, a kiss/makeout is, like, $3K, and, like, sex is like 20K and like you can't, what's it called, masturbate because that's 2K, like stuff like that.
So basically they think they're just on like a normal like reality dating show, but then they hit them with the news that they're on Too Hot to Handle and they can't like do any sexual activity.
to build deeper connections.
And they have this like Alexa like cone figure thing called Lana who like monitors them, and then she'll like call them out, and then she'll like anytime someone like does like a rule break or whatever, she'll like call everyone to like the cabana and then like make it like a big announcement, and then people are like, who spent the money and all kinds of nonsense. And the best part is that they're from all over the world, so the accents, you get all of them. Immaculate. You get the Australian accents, you get the American accents, you get the British accents. This time there was a French guy. Ugh, it was great.
No, it was amazing, dude. Also, okay, I don't think you knew this, I literally looked it up because I wanted to know who voices Lana. It's like apparently someone, a producer on the show, but like Lana is like derived off of like the opposite of it.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why.
What?
How much would that cost is my question.
Probably like 30K.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
Oh my God. But wait, yeah. That's crazy.
No. And also like Netflix full on like said it was because of that. Like it wasn't even like, it wasn't even like possibly it stands for anal, but no, it literally very much does. And it's so weird. It like makes me like weirded out even more.
Now I don't want to say Lana anymore. No. Before I was like, oh, cute Lana. It's like Alexa, but not. Haha.
No,
like Lana's not that innocent.
Oh God, no.
No wonder she wants to build deeper connections. She's probably looking for one.
Amazing. Okay, wait. I'm trying to decide on whether or not – okay, wait. Spoilers ahead. So if you guys haven't watched the show, because skip, I don't want to just like bounce around like a lot of these things. But okay. Yo, can we – I was so – like multiple times I was very upset. But like the one time I was so upset was when Marlon.
She really does keep calling him Marlon.
When they had sex, dude, I was so upset.
Dude, I was so irritated because that was the time Nathan and Larissa were in their private suite and they didn't break any rules, but Melinda and Marvin had to go and do the big dirty, the 20K dirty.
Don't understand. I was like, I was so like, send them home. It's over. Send them home. Like, this is
I was very upset with them. And I was like, how the heck are you going to justify this? Like, you can't.
No.
And also, they just did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, they already knew a handy was, like, what, like, 8K or something? 6K? 10K?
Stupid. Yeah,
also, they call it a handy, and I thought that was so funny.
Handy dandy.
Handy.
It's so terrible. No, I was very upset about that. Then it was the whole Chase Carly thing where Chase is, like, calling her out for kissing Joey, and then freaking tap. I was like, sir. Like, I have very much pent up hate for Chase for some, because like I have liking him. Yeah,
I have quite not that I hate him, but during the moment I'm very strong disliking. Think Carly is very immature, like the way that she handled the situation, it was just not it, chief. But also Chase, like he was walking around like as if he was entitled, and I think that's what pissed me off more, because entitlement irritates me more than childishness.
Oh yeah, 1000%. I completely agree. Also, this last episode was insane. We, like, literally the whole Tabitha and Cam thing.
What the fuck, Tabitha?
Bro.
That's so fucked up. And also, so Cam's out here being like, I don't know if I can commit. Like, I'm just not the kind of person who commits. And I'm like, bitch, that's why you're on the freaking show, right? You have issues. I'm sorry, that sounded really mean.
You have issues, actually? No, it was like, so stupid. I was so upset. Like, literally, Jay, I was talking to him, and he's like, that is, like, full manipulate. Like, she is so manipulative. Like, it's like, scary the way she came at it.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
She knew exactly what he would need to, like, do that.
But Jay had such a good point. Like, she started by, like, scaring him with, like, do you think you're going to marry this girl?
Yeah.
And then he was like, no, I don't think so. Then, obviously, now he's having
he was already freaked out about, like, committing as in just getting into a relationship. And then she used the Mary world.
The world. No, yeah.
And then you could see how freaked out he got after that. Yeah. Like, you could, there's like a visible change. That was crazy.
But also, I'm very upset with Cam having to think about that much. Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah. And then he was like, Lana, you should be proud of me. And I'm like, you did like the basic, decent human thing to do. Like,
the
calm
bar
down.
Is low, dude.
The bar is like not even, the bar's just dropped on the floor. Like, you really can't, there's no expectations here.
I don't understand. Like, that was very much, I was like, what the actual hell is wrong with this man? Because I was rooting for them.
I know. If he had done it, I think I would have like lost it. I would have been like, I have no faith in the show. Lana's full of shit. No one's changing.
Nathan.
Wait, I was like really emo when Larissa left.
Yeah.
That was sad. I feel like she didn't have to leave. I feel like she could have just like split the money, because I feel like both of them made a lot of like emotional progress. So I feel like they probably had a good shot at making the money.
Me too. Also, she was like, there was no reason for her to blow up in the way she did.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. He was just being honest.
Yeah. I literally think I was like, he also just said like, this is, I don't want to pursue her. Like, I just wanted to tell you that I was feeling connected, but that doesn't mean like I want to like da da da.
And then like, I think it's fair to be like, hey, I like didn't know where your head was at. Like, you didn't, I didn't feel like you liked me. So that's why I went and pursued a different connection. And then she was like, no, but I did. And I'm like, well, if he feels like you didn't, then there's probably a reason why he feels like you didn't.
Honestly, also considering she's a lawyer, that's a very shit way of arguing. Like, she did a really shit job of like making her point, because literally what it sounded like is that she had convinced herself that she doesn't like this guy and she's gonna make it his fault before leaving.
Yeah, I feel like she just got kind of defensive and it was not good.
And she's like, I feel you mugged me off. And then he's like, no, I don't.
Okay, he handled that situation, I think, as best as he could. Like, I have no critiques there.
No. Also, he's been the rock through everybody. Like, literally, this man has, like, shown the light to, like, all of the men there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's definitely the most mature man there.
Yeah. I'm like, what the heck? He deserves better. Also, okay, I'm sure Larissa is a great person, but those damn teeth. What the hell is going on with those teeth? I just don't understand. Why is each one outlined? don't understand.
Oh, no.
I was like so shocked.
You know what the silliest part was? I thought whenever Nathan went on a date with Elle, Larissa was like, it's okay. She's not his type anyway. He likes blondes. And I'm like, okay, like, you're clearly very butthurt about this. Like, you don't have to act like you're not butthurt about it to everyone else. In fact, he would probably liked it if you act a little butthurt, because then it would seem like you cared.
So weird. And then she just goes. Like, they were talking about, oh, no.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you're good. I was going to say, like, the Carly and Chase workshop, they were literally talking about, like, how people react, like, reactive or, like, shut down or, like, some responsive or something.
I think I'm shut down. In terms, I guess I would, nowadays, I would verbalize it because I know I shut down.
Yeah.
But I think my instinct is to shut down.
I think so, too. I would agree. I was thinking, because I have no idea, like, what I would be. And, like, because I don't
feel
like
you also get quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what I think shut down is. Like, you, instead of, like, working through it, you don't blow up at people. Mm-hmm. Certainly not. We're too scared of confrontation
for
that.
Just kidding. Yeah.
But, you would just, like, not say anything and then, like, become resentful, like I would.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm trying to think. Because there was three, right? Like, reactive, responsive, and then shut down. What is responsive?
Is responsive how you're supposed to be? Being like, hey, like, this made me feel bad.
So nonchalant. Just be like, hey, you suck, actually.
I think that's where I am nowadays. Now I'm just like, you know what? This kind of made me feel bad. You do with that what you will, but you need to know it made me feel bad.
Actually, yeah. I feel like we both come, like, progressed. We were both kind of like, whatever. I'm not going to fucking talk to you about it. But, yeah, I don't know. But I really thought, like, that workshop was super cool because, like, I mean, it got everything out. Also, Chase handled it really well.
Yeah, I was expecting much less. Because the way that Carly was, like, listing shit off, I was like, he's going to go off. Yeah. He's going to go off. But he handled it very well.
And he apologized. And I'm like, Maybe he just wants this to be done with, but whatever it is, he handled it well.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That was intense. This last episode was very much a lot. I also spent the entire season hating Marvin. Like, hating Marvin.
Yeah. I think my least favorite person – I was about to say character. My least favorite person on the show was probably Marvin.
Yeah.
Just because he came off so entitled. So entitled. He was just like, oh, I can't believe Melinda is talking to other people.
That's so weird.
And he was out here talking to other people too.
I don't understand. Yeah, and then it's like the change is drastic. So like
– it's – maybe I'm a pessimist. Maybe I'm – something's fishy. I feel like they had to act this way because they spent so much money and then they had to prove that they like –
yeah,
expanded themselves. I don't know if they're like together or anything or if that's real, but like,
bro,
I'm suspicious because it was such a significant change in like one episode.
No, exactly. Because like
what the fuck happened there?
Like, Melinda starts talking to Joey. He gets all jealous, and then Melinda hops in Marvin's bed. They bang, and then everything's
fine. She hops back into the normal bed with Elle.
Don't understand.
Right?
Yeah, Elle. And then the next day, it's all freaking fine and dandy. He's like, oh, there's a big step in our relationship. Shut up. Shut up.
You spent $20,000. You cannot justify it, sir.
No, absolutely not. Like, it just seems like very suspicious. So I can, like, I'm very much expecting this to, like, not work. And they'll keep it going until the final episode because they're smart about the damn money.
Yeah. I mean, if I were them, I would keep it going too. I feel like now they have like a good shot at winning because Lana's like, wow, look at the progress. Does Lana pick? Is that how it works?
I think, well, Lana being like the producers. Yeah, I'm guessing the producers pick. Okay. But what also like very much scared me about the show was that like next time anyone goes on, they're going to know not to play Kayla, like not to play the Kayla.
Yeah. I was thrown off when Kayla got kicked off because I was like, she's being so unproblematic. She's just chilling. Yeah. But apparently, because I was like, why are people even trying to get into couples? Like, just like be friends and like make your money. But I guess the whole point is to like make a connection.
But
they should have been more clear about that in the rules because I was like, Kayla's playing smart.
I agree. I read a tweet. I think it was today that was like Kayla like had all she had to do was make a connection. She could make a friendship connection, go through that. And I'm like, she did though. Like Larissa was very visibly sad that Kayla left. So she made a friend. So that didn't tick the box. They wanted her to like romantically pursue someone. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of ridiculous.
I think so too. But I mean, I guess that's what the show is. The show is ridiculous.
But like you're putting in a bunch of like the people that look kind of like all on the same sort of scale, right? Like the only person that was like very standout-ish was Peter. And like whose type is Peter? I'm sorry. Like unless you – like maybe Tom Holland girls like Peter. I don't know. Like –
I feel like we're being so mean in this episode.
We are very mean people in general, but no, I'm kidding. We're very much not. But like, what do you think about that? Like, when you look through all the men, you're going from like Marvin and Chase. Like, I would pull them
into the big, tall, muscular men.
Yeah, and then like the tall, dark, handsome, whatever. Then you have the Cam, who's also tall, but he's like darker and like he's got like this bad boy vibe, whatever. And then you have Nathan, who's like on the I feel like they're all very comparable, like all like
Robert and Nathan, I like they're like the same to me.
Yeah,
sorry, that's probably mean too, but like they're both like blonde, the bubbly buff, blonde buff men, like they give off the same energies.
Exactly. And so like there's I feel
Joey
like
gives off the same energy as them too.
Oh yeah,
bubbly blonde completely. Buff man.
So who was she supposed to like? If she's not into those categories, who is she supposed to pair up with?
Exactly. She said that she was into bad boys, right? So the only like bad boy esque person there was Cam, and she was clearly not into Cam.
And he was taken. So like,
yeah,
she's
he was
not
taken by Emily.
Yeah,
and Kayla did not seem like the kind of person who would like step onto from the very little screen time Too Hot to Handle gave her. She did not seem like the kind of person who would.
Bro, I'm actually very, very upset that she's gone because it doesn't make sense. Like,
if you're, and I feel like not everyone in season one ended up in a couple, right?
Yeah.
Not, or did they?
Okay. Bryce did not. What's that Scottish lady? Nicole did not.
Okay. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of because I feel like she coasted through the season.
Exactly.
Without a thing. But that's also because people in season one like followed the rules a little bit better. Mm. Season two, people just like did not give a rat's ass.
Yeah. I think they wanted to scare them. Mm-hmm. But like why Kayla? What pissed me off also is like Christina and Robert. I don't think Christina was into Robert at all.
I don't think so. I think that was just her like default. Being
scared that Kayla is gone and she's like, okay, I gotta couple up with somebody now without being a homewrecker.
Yeah, because there's no way it would have went well if she had gone for Cam.
No.
That and also like shit show.
She very much like backed off when when she figured out that Emily was like with Cam and stuff.
And
she
was, like, and like, cause the way Cam played it during like their first date, Cam made it seem like it wasn't deep at all.
And
they've literally been like coupled up since day one.
So like, I like Christina's character because she very much was like, I'm not a homewrecker. Cam on it sucks. We're doing all that. Yeah. So I'm not going to go for that. Mm-hmm. But like, she just had to stay on the show. So she picked Robert, broke a rule the same night for absolutely no reason.
Yeah. I think she just wanted to like hook up with people on the show. I think, and she did what she had to do, and then she spent her time there. It was fine.
And she got sent back. Wait, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She did. Okay. Back. That's what just happened. Yeah. So it makes sense, but justice for Kayla.
Justice for Kayla, indeed.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
That is our summary of Too Hot to Handle, folks.
I'm honestly thinking we should probably just like call it. And save our top. Okay. Full disclosure. We were supposed to do the episode called "It Was Like People Pleasing Sucks." Da da da. And like, we have stuff. We're both like very much people pleasers. Also,
yeah.
I know we sound like assholes on this podcast. We're really not in real person.
In real life, we just get kind of opinionated on reality TV shows, and this brings out like the cutthroat version of us, which is very much not how we are in person.
Hell no. But yeah, okay, we might just actually like save that for like next week because we're trying out this short episode thing.
I know this isn't very short. I think it's like about half an hour, but it's shorter than our like our hour-long episodes, definitely.
Oh yeah.
So if you guys like the poll that we put on Instagram, was kind of confusing. It was like very much in the middle. So we're still not really sure what you guys like. So if you have a very strong opinion about whether it's short episodes or long episodes, please let us know because we're just trying to cater to you guys because we are people pleasers.
Yeah. People pleasers. No, I was going to put up another thing of like the text box, whatever, so that you guys can like tell us like what about the short episodes you like. But also like no one fucking has time to interact like that. Like if I saw that, I would never like be like, oh yeah, this is what I have an opinion on. Like it's not happening, but hopefully you guys decide.
Hopefully you guys can find a moment in your day. Or if not, if it ever comes to your head, feel free to just DM us. You don't need to wait for a poll.
Correct. Okay. I guess in that case, this has been
what is this episode?
Too Hot to Handle does not suck. Drink wine.
Yes.
Oh, reality TV does not suck. Drink wine.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, I like that.
Too Hot to Handle. Oh. We should do an edition. We should do like, bro.
We could do Bachelor Nation the next time. Are you guys reality TV show fiends? Because we are.
Because now you're going to have to be. Dude, okay. For another episode, there's a full on Netflix show, I think, that is coming out soon. That's like one of those like also like Married at First Sight sort of situations. Except they have to like get to know each other with like scary masks on, like
is this like a Love is Blind situation with masks?
Yeah, like a crazy mask on. Like they have like one of them had like a dolphin face, and like they look terrifying. It's just about getting to know each other, and bro, there's full on couples that make out in the mask. It's so stupid.
Stop. What is this show called?
I gotta look it up, but it's on Netflix. I recently saw something about it. I really want to
do. Let's do that. Oh my god! Yes, we can do that. Oh, have you seen The Circle? I feel like that would also be fun.
Ooh, I just started the season that Chloe's on.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's okay. It's interesting.
Oh shit! Okay, this is gonna be our next like, what's it called?
Series.
Series. I'm loving that. This yeah. is good. Okay.
Yikes. Oh no. Okay.
Wish Aria luck for her cough.
Just a cough. I would like to reiterate. Just a cough.
It is not COVID.
Not COVID.
We are fully vaccinated, putting on masks when we can mm-hmm. and when we – Most 90% of the time we're wearing our damn masks. So do not fret. But okay. So this has been another episode of Everything Sucks, Drink Wine.
If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, drop us a like, drop us the rating, and also follow us on all of our social medias, which will be in the description.
Something in that nature. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever it's called. You know where it is.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.